I just love you, Jesus. I just love you, Jesus. I just praise you, Jesus. I just honor you, Jesus. All the praise, all the honor, all the worship to Jesus. Jesus is real. Jesus is awesome. Jesus is holy. We give Jesus all the glory. He made the world with the word. And this day, one word will change your life. Just one word of the Lord can change all your story. This is a season of mercy. This is a season of grace. And we give God the glory for this day. And to Jesus be the honor, be the worship, be the praise. As we begin our prayer session, let the name of the Lord be glorified. He is King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. He is the great I Am, the God of miracles, the God of testimony. Unto Jesus be the worship. Unto Jesus be the praise. Unto Jesus be adoration. Unto Jesus be excellency. Unto Jesus be all the power. Unto Jesus be all the greatness. Let the living praise the Lord around the world. This is Bishop Bonnie from Maryland. We're joining to pray with friends around the world. Today we're praying on the word extra. I just pray that God will give you the grace tonight to build that which was ruined in the past. God raise you up to restore that which the enemy destroyed. God raise you up to fix the things that were not right. I just pray tonight for this anointing, the fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit, that God has raised you up to be a solution to an old-time problem. You are going to build, you are going to restore, you are going to give hope. Just say, Lord Jesus, you raise me up to give hope to the hopeless. Raise our voice, begin to pray. Father, pray in the name of Jesus Christ, you raise us up in a time like this to bring hope to the hopeless, to bring joy, to bring peace, to give people assurance that Jesus Christ is real. We come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to pray that everybody in this prayer line, God has anointed you, God has empowered you, God has filled you to bring hope to the hopeless around the nations of the world. Let Jesus be glorified in your life. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is able. Jesus is holy. Listen carefully. God has a mission. And when God has a mission, God raises men and women. This is your season. Hallelujah, Lord. To God be the glory tonight. As we begin our prayer time with friends around the world, just declare after me. Just say the name of Jesus. You raise me up in such a time like this to solve a problem. Just say, Lord, you raise me up in such a time like this to be an answer to somebody's question. You raise me up in such a time like this to bring hope where there seems to be no hope. Raise your voice, begin to pray. Father, pray for everybody in this prayer line. You are choosing. You are special. You are a child of God. You are holy. God has a special plan. You are useful in the hand of God, like David in the hand of God, like the stones of David in the hand of God. Tonight, God has a plan for your life. And God's will is to use you to make a difference. God's will is to anoint you. God's will is to establish you. God's will is to bless you. God's will is to make you a greater resource person in your family. To God be the glory. Hallelujah, Lord. Let's welcome the Holy Spirit to lead our time of prayer and communion. Those signing in different parts of the world, just say, Holy Spirit, lead us tonight. Raise our voice. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, we come in the name above every name. We come in the name of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We submit ourselves to you. Without you, we can do nothing. We just come by faith to declare that Jesus, it is Jesus, our Savior. It is Jesus, our hope. We submit ourselves to you. Have your way tonight, Lord. Teach us, feed us, build us, strengthen us, and make us, oh God, in accordance to your will tonight, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. As we spend time praying and studying, let God build us, mold us, make us to be all that he wants us to be. Now please write the word extra. We're going through it today to end the lesson today. We started this lesson yesterday on Ezra, E-Z-R-A. We said, though Ezra means God's help, God will help. Wherever you are today, listen, the Lord will help. The Lord is our helper. I love Psalm 20. Psalm 20 said, some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. He is our helper. And we see that Ezra was a priest and a scribe. You know, after 70 years in Babylon, God, the king at Artaxerxes, signed a decree and sent Ezra to go back with a team of the Jews to rebuild the temple of Jerusalem. So some of these men that were carried as children, they saw all the 70 years issues and troubles in Babylon, and they survived. They came back to build the temple. Was that a blessing? They came back to build the temple. So we saw yesterday, please, just to take us a little bit like revision, that E stands for end of years of captivity. So Ezra and his people, they saw the beginning of the captivity and they saw the end of the captivity. Is that a wonderful? They went through it, they survived it, and they came back to the city of Jerusalem to rebuild the wall. Now let's begin from there. Now write this down. Number one, the first thing is there was a new decree. We saw the decree that was signed already. That is in Ezra 7, verse 1 to 16. The decree of the king Artaxerxes. So number one tonight is a new decree. You are going to use your mouth to pass some new decrees. Every old decree has to expire today. You have your mouth, you have faith to decree concerning your life. You know, thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be established. That is why God gave us the Holy Spirit. That is why we are called the temple of the Lord. God has made us kings and priests. So tonight, you by faith pass some new decrees concerning your life, concerning your family, concerning the end of year, concerning 2021. Raise your voice, begin to declare. We come in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree by faith that none of us will die. Our families will live strong and healthy in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare today that as many under this prayer line, you'll be strong and healthy throughout this end of year, and you cross and celebrate 2021 in the fullness of the joy of the Lord. We decree today that the heavens are open, the mercy of God, the compassion of God surround all of us, that all of us, as many as put their faith in Jesus Christ, the power of the covenant of the blood of Jesus will strengthen your inner man. You overcome by day and by night. We declare today that you will not stumble, you will not fall, you will stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Let God arise on behalf of the church of God, on behalf of God's children in this last part of the year, and show for the salvation of the Lord. Let it be done in Jesus' mighty name. So keep on by faith every day, declare some things in Jesus' name. Number two, we saw that the old circle of events came to an end. The old circle of events came to an end. The years of suffering, the years of captivity, the years of frustration came to an end. We're speaking today, the old circle of events must come to an end in the name of Jesus Christ. Just see after me, I decree new things, I decree mercy, I decree new doors. Just see after me, the old circle of events must come to an end. I see grace, I see newness, I see freshness. Raise our voice, begin to declare. We speak in the name of Jesus Christ. The new circle of events begin today. We say the old is gone, the new has come. By faith, we see newness. By faith, we see goodness. By faith, we see peace in the nations. By faith, We see rest by faith. We see prosperous nation by faith. We see unity in the nation by faith. We see peace in the nation by faith. We see restoration. We see the old circle of confusion and division and fear must come to an end in the name of Jesus Christ. All across the nations of the world, we speak for every child of God. You are not closing to 2021 with old baggage. The old is gone. The new has come in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, Lord. We see that after 70 years has expired, a new decree was signed. Yes, Lord. That fear was over. The captivity was over. The captains that was oppressing them, the oppression was over. The tax masters were over. They were laboring with that profit was over. Oppression came to an end. So we are praying today by faith. Joseph Tami, I'm taking a new step into a new lifestyle. A new lifestyle in the glory. A new lifestyle in my prayer life. A new lifestyle in my worship life. I'm taking a step into new experiences. The bondage is over. Restriction of the law is over. I'm taking a new step of faith to celebrate the freedom of grace and the beauty of liberty in the power of the Holy Spirit. Raise your voice, begin to pray. I declare today, if the Son of God set one free, he is free indeed. We come to announce today, no more bondage of fear, no more bondage of sin, no more bondage of the flesh, no more bondage of sickness. Because of a decree from heaven through the blood of Jesus on the cross, the veil was torn into two. And the Father said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. We know that Jesus is the Son of God. And he came to give us newness, to give us new hope, to give us a better city, to give us a future, to give us life, to give us the joy of the Lord. So the years of bondage, the years of struggling to please the law, those years came to an end. A new decree was signed with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Lord. Now, I don't know what you have been going through as a circle of events in your life. Maybe you are going through medication, everyday medication. That lifestyle must end. Maybe you are going through every day, every week, headaches and stomach upset. That must end. Maybe you are going through, you get a job, you lose a job, you get a job. That circle must end. Maybe you are going through, you have money, you lose the money, you are going up and down financially. That circle must end. You must believe in the grace of God that is a constant grace. Say constant grace. Grace that takes you higher and higher. Constant grace. Just say after me, constant grace. I believe in this constant grace that is mercies. Say after me, his mercies are new every morning. One more time, his mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Grace of God is like an ocean. The grace can never run dry. I love this. The grace of God is like a mighty ocean, and God's grace can never run dry. So let's believe God for constant grace. Just say after me, constant grace, constant supply, constant security, constant protection, constant blessing, constant strength. Sincerely, we can never draw from him until expire. No, God has more than we can ever demand. Raise our voice, begin to pray. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ that we are stepping into a newness, freshness, refreshing in your spirit. The struggling is over. The new testament begin in your life. The era of struggling is over. Grace take over your life. I speak in your life today. In Africa, in Asia, in Europe, in America, grace take over your life. Struggling is over. Let God strengthen your faith. Let it be constant strength, constant health, constant security, constant peace of mind. Is it possible? Yes. It is possible. That is why we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. God wants us to get permanent dwelling of the Holy Spirit. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit comes and visits and goes. So there was nothing permanent. In the New Testament, by the grace of God, we become the home of God, the home of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit stays in you. You can get constant joy. You can get constant peace. You can get constant supply. His grace is always available. Raise your voice and thank the Lord. Father, I thank the Lord for as many who can receive this word for constant presence of God in them, the constant joy of the Lord in you, the constant peace of God in you, the constant victorious life, the constant progress in your life, the constant growth from glory to glory, from grace to grace. We pray for manifold dimensions of grace in your life. In this end of year, a new decree has been passed from the cross. By the cross and through the blood of Jesus Christ, Jesus said, I declared the year of Jubilee, the year of Jubilee, the year of celebration. Just after me, I declared the year of Jubilee for every child of God. Jubilate, a year that slaves are set free, a year that debts are canceled, a year that tax labor is over. Just raise your voice and declare. We declare Jubilee for the church of God. We declare Jubilee for every child of God. We declare Jubilee for every faithful child of God around the nations of the world. This is our season of faith. See the grace of God. In the world there is trouble, we hold on the word of God. We declare Jubilee for as many men and women that trust in God. Begin your Jubilee today. Begin to jubilate today. Begin to celebrate by faith. Begin to rejoice in the mercy of God. Let it be done in your life in Jesus' mighty name. We refuse the fear. We refuse the shaking. We refuse oppression. We refuse temptation. We refuse every bondage. We declare today, if the Son of God set us free, we are free indeed. Hallelujah, Lord. To God be the glory. So please, as you write E for Ezra, we said E stand for end of the year of years of captivity. Let's start the next one, please. That is Z. Z. Zeal to build the temple. Zeal to build the temple. You know, first of all, you should know that the temple in the Old Testament was a dwelling place of God. Was a meeting place with God. The temple was a place that the law was being taught. The temple was a place where the glory of God comes. Without the temple, there is no forgiveness of sins in the Old Testament, because the high priest must take the blood and sprinkle on the Ark of Covenant on the Day of Atonement for the sins to be forgiven. So the temple was a central place for in the Jewish nation. It was very important, you know. So God sent God, by the grace of God, sent Ezra by the king's commandment to go and build the temple. Now, it needed zeal. Certainly, zeal to build the temple. Now, this is very important. In Ezra 5, verse 13 to 15. But in the first year of Cyrus, the king of Babylon, the same king Cyrus made a decree to build this house of God. Verse 14, and the vessels also of gold and silver of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took out of the temple that was in Jerusalem and brought them into the temple of Babylon. Those did Cyrus the king took out of the temple of Babylon, and they were delivered into one whose name was Shebasha, whom he had made governor, and said unto him, take these vessels and go carry them into a temple that is in Jerusalem, and let the house of God be builded in its place. This was a miracle that took place, that all the vessels were now taken. Now, just imagine, okay, Nebuchadnezzar took the vessels from the temple of God to his temple in Babylon. And after 70 days, a decree was passed to take those vessels back to the temple of God and to build that temple of God. The question is, the king said, who is there among you that is willing to go back and to build? It wasn't obligatory, it was voluntary. those who are willing to go back to Jerusalem and to build the temple. So many, many Jews obeyed, many Jews responded, but many did not care. Let's pray today, because there's a word in my heart. I will share that on Sunday in our church here. It's very important, the zeal for the house of God, the zeal for God's kingdom. You know, people start to backslide when they have no more interest to pray, no more interest to read the Bible, no more interest in fasting, no more interest in evangelism. Gradually, they are falling, and gradually they become religious. So for you to keep yourself alive in Christ, you must keep your zeal for the house of God, your zeal for the love of God, your zeal to build God's house, your zeal for God's kingdom. You know, this zeal must affect every other area. Imagine somebody like John, Apostle John. He was in exile in Patmos, and while in exile, he was still writing letters and sending to the churches. Can you imagine somebody in prison writing letters and sending to the churches for the churches to be strong in the Lord? Let's pray today. Just say, Lord Jesus, use me to build your church around the world. Use me to encourage a believer around the world. Use me to preach the gospel. Use me to motivate somebody in Christ. Use me to bring somebody to the righteousness. Use me to be a backbone in your kingdom. Let God use you like Apostle Paul, Apostle John, like Peter, like Bishop Bonnie. Go on, men and women, for the kingdom. God is saying, God needs men and women for the kingdom. Let God use you to be a builder of the house of God in these last years. Raise your voice, begin to pray. Father, we pray for your sons and daughters. You are raising men like Ezra that are going back to build the ruined temple of Jerusalem. The churches of God around the world, many are being ruined. The house of God is abandoned in these days. We are praying for zealous men and women that will not keep quiet until God visits the church. We are praying, oh God, we have seen many churches are being closed down. Here in Maryland, many pastors are closing their churches for good. They cannot pay the rent anymore. They are closing the churches for good. This is not a good sign. And this is happening across many nations, that many churches, many pastors are falling up, closing their doors and quitting because they don't have any other way to go. Let's pray that the gospel of Jesus Christ will not die in our generation. I cannot be alive and I see the church doors close. I cannot be alive and I see that men backslide from the fear of the Lord. Let's pray that God use me to encourage somebody, to build somebody, to bring somebody back to the kingdom, to pray with somebody, to fast with somebody. It's important for us. You know, for me as a bishop, I have a lot of things to do around the world. I can say, let's pray once a week or once, you know, every Sunday, and I relax me every day. But I cannot do that because I have a zeal. I want to see every child of God strong, maintaining, keep on going, no matter what is happening. I don't want to hear that you're falling out of grace. So let's pray that God should raise men and women with a heart to build the temple again. Raise our voice, let's pray. Father, we are praying for the house of God. We are praying for God's children. We are praying for those who are going through persecution around the world, that somebody will stand with them. Let somebody be raised up, oh God, to stand with those who are crying, to stand with believers who are going through trouble, to stand with pastors and evangelists and missionaries who are going through a difficult time today, that no church will close down because of lack of support. We are praying today, oh God, use us to build your temple, that your church in this generation will not die, oh God, that believers will rise up. Let there be a new zeal to build the house of God like never before. Be glorified in Jesus' mighty name. Now, the most important place in the city is not the palace, it is a place of worship. The most important place in the city is not the palace, it's a place of worship. Kings and presidents and head of states, Many have gone to the temple, to the place of worship, to get answers, to talk with God in difficult times. When a nation is under trouble, they turn to God and pray for answers. The church is very important. The church is a place of hope. It's like a lighthouse by the seashore. So the church of God is a lighthouse by the seashore. When God's kingdom is, if there is darkness in the church, then the darkness in the world is terrible. So I pray one more time in Haggai. Say Haggai. Haggai chapter 1 verse 8 and 9. Haggai chapter 1 verse 8 and 9. Go up to the mountain and bring the wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I'll be glorified, said the Lord. You look for much, and lo, it came too little. And when you brought it home, I blow upon it. Why, said the Lord of hosts? Because my house that is waste, and ye run every man to his own house. You know, when we abandon the house of God, we abandon prayers and focus on job and business, it does not please God. So in Israel, God said, go to the mountain, get the timbers, build the house of the Lord, and I will bless you, I will prosper you, I will bring grace, and I will rebuke the devourers from your business. Let's pray one more time about this. It's very important. I want us to pray that from now to January 1st, let God use you to bring one person back to Christ. It can be a son, a daughter, a friend, a neighbor in school. One person back to Christ. You know, there is joy in heaven when one man turns back to God. We are praying to that from now to January 1st, let God give you the grace to bring one person back to God. You know, a person that saves a soul is the greatest in heaven. The greatest in heaven is not a man who is engineer, president, ministers, governors. Well, they are blessed. But a soul winner is the greatest person before God. You have saved a soul forever and ever. So let's pray that God should give you the grace to turn one person from darkness, from sin, to Christ in this end of year. Raise your voice, let's pray. Father, pray for us, many watching me in different parts of the world. The greatest miracle is the miracle of salvation. I'm praying right now for you watching me around the world. This might be the day of your own salvation. We're praying that someone around the world will hear this gospel of the kingdom and accept Jesus Christ and confess their sins and be born again and get baptized and become part of a church somewhere in the world and serve the Lord because Jesus Christ is real. I declare today that God Himself will strengthen you. God Himself empower you to preach, to share on the phone, to share on Facebook, to share in any means, to turn somebody back to Christ. This is the heartbeat of God, and this is the greatest mission of the church. Let it be done in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, Lord. So we're building God a house. Your body is the house of God. So today we declare that God Himself will use me to build God a temple. Amen. Let's do one and we end, please. Let's try Aaron now, please. And that is restoration. Say restoration. Now we deal with this today and tomorrow, okay? Restoration. This is very important. I want you to see that Christ wants to restore us wholly. Your joy must be totally restored. Your freedom, your excitement, your zeal, your happiness, your freedom, your wisdom, your grace, your peace, whatever has been hindered in the past. Let's just begin to believe God for, you know, there's a word in English, Jesus said, I will make you whole. That whole, whole, it means complete, like before, lacking nothing. So Jesus wants to heal me, to make me whole again. Can you imagine the first day you knew Jesus Christ, you had some joy in you? Yes, He wants to make us whole again. So let's pray, please. That is the verse today is 2 Kings 25, verse 8 to 10. 2 Kings 25, verse 8 to 10. In the fifth month of the seventh day of the month, which is the 19th year of King Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, came Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guards, a servant of the king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem, and he burned the house of the Lord, and the king's house, and all the houses of Jerusalem, and every great man's house, burned he with fire. And all the army of the Chaldeans that came with the captain of the guard break down the walls of Jerusalem round about. This was what happened. Because the nation worshipped idols, God sent Nebuchadnezzar and his captain. They burned down the temple. They burned down the houses. But after 70 years, God sent Ezra, go back to Jerusalem and rebuild. That is restoration. And today, I want to pray in four areas. Say four areas. Number one, let's pray for restoration of your blessing. Restoration of the blessing of the Lord upon your life. When God blesses you, there's a difference between blessing and struggle. So today, for those who have not been faithful with their tithe, you need to think about repenting and to consider going to God every when God blesses you with money to give your tithe to God. Let's pray today for, oh God, I'm ending this year, restore my financial blessing. Raise our voice, let's pray. Father, we come in the name of Jesus Christ. For the house of God, we are standing. You ask us to seek you, to love you, to serve you, to worship you. We are praying tonight for every person on this line. Restore the blessing. Restore the financial blessing. Restore the provision. Restore the source. Restore the supply. Restore the increase. Restore the abundance. You have done it before in the past. We know that many are struggling financially. I sense in my spirit so many believers are struggling to meet ends meet. We are praying for financial source. We are praying for financial blessing. In this end of year and 2021, we stand, oh God, the God of blessing, where you bless Abraham, you bless Isaac, you bless Jacob, even Joseph in Egypt, you bless him. We pray today for this same God, the God that Abraham said, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. We just come by faith to declare, this end of year, let God provide miraculously. Let God open the doors of financial supply in Jesus' mighty name. We declare restoration financially in Jesus' mighty name. Number two, we pray for restoration of relationships. Every broken relationship for children, for family, for parents, you know, let's pray for family restoration. That God will restore your family wherever there is pain, wherever there is hurt, wherever there are issues. Let God refresh your home, restore and bring back new jubilation and new joy in every household. Raise our voice, let's pray. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. We are praying for family restoration. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Let neighbors hear you singing again. I love this one. Let neighbors hear your voice in the morning singing again. You know, this morning I was singing in my room alone. Let neighbors hear your voice singing. To God be the glory. Let God bring back life in your spirit. Yes, life in your spirit. Joy in your spirit. Freedom in your spirit. That ecstasy in your spirit. That jubilation in your spirit. Let there be life within you again. In Jesus' mighty name. Number three, let's pray for restoration of your anointing. Restoration of the unction upon your life. Restoration of spiritual gifts. Every spiritual gift that has become dormant or sleeping, let's pray for God to restore, to awaken your anointing. Restore the gifts in you. Revive the spiritual gift within you. In this end of year, raise your voice and pray. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ for restoration, revival of every potential within you, revival of the zeal, revival of your prophetic anointing, revival of the unction upon you. Let God move in your life with restoration of your vision. Restore your vision, restore your dreams, restore your prophetic utterance, restore the gift in you, revive in the name of Jesus Christ. And the last one today we're praying for restoration of that intimacy with God. You know, it is that longing. You know, this yesterday I read 20 chapters. This morning I read 20 chapters of my Bible. Yes, I spent my time alone. I read this morning 20 chapters this morning, by the grace of God. I just keep consuming the Word, just loving the Word, just loving the Word. So let's pray for God to restore my intimacy, my love for God, my love to spend more time with God, just to spend time and pray, to spend time read the Word. Listen carefully. That is the source of our strength, the source of our understanding, the source of our revelation, to spend time alone in intimacy with God. Let's pray that God should take away, should help you. Don't be too busy that you cannot enjoy God again. One more time, don't be too busy that you cannot enjoy your time with God again. That is the worst situation, to be in the place where you are too busy to enjoy your quietness with God. We are praying today in this end of year, let God restore that oneness with you and God. Raise our voice, let's pray. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, who has many at the sound of my voice in all continents. Let the Lord restore that intimacy with you, that oneness with the Holy Spirit. You will pray unto God, He will answer you. You will ask God questions, He will respond to you. You will fellowship with God, you will share with God, you sense His presence, you will talk, you communicating with God. Let your ears open to hear the still small voice of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray right now that God Himself will open your ears to hear His voice. Your heart will be attentive to hear the voice of God. We pray against distraction in your prayer time. No more distraction in your prayer time. Let God bless you today with this word, builders of the temple of God, in Jesus' mighty name. To end tonight, please take your bread. We are breaking bread every evening, as you know that. So please, if you are on Facebook, on different channel, just hurry up, get some bread and some drink. Let's break bread now. We are doing this every evening until it closes overnight. There is power in communion. Jesus said, "This is my body, which was broken for you." And on the cross of Calvary, Jesus suffered. He took all the pain. And this was for our healing and restoration. Just raise up your bread. Just say the name of Jesus. Identify myself with Jesus Christ. And I declare today, Jesus took my place. He suffered for me to give me rest. I receive rest. I receive hope. I receive life. I receive peace. I receive a destiny. I receive assurance through the suffering of Jesus Christ. I cannot again suffer under captivity because Jesus suffered for me on the cross. I am redeemed by the blood in Jesus' mighty name. Take the bread in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Just rest on your wine, please. Today, we are speaking restoration in every area of our lives. Let God restore your children, your finances, your joy, your health, your peace. Whatever has been missing in the past, let God bring it full restoration. We are speaking in the name of Jesus Christ by this communion. Let God subdue every enemy against your life. The battle over your life is over. The battle is over. Just say after me, the battle is over. Just declare the battle is over. On the cross of Calvary, Jesus won the battle. Every battle against your life, against your home is over. Begin to see victory. Just say victory through the blood. I'm going through the end of year winning every battle in the name of Jesus. I just declare protection, security. Your family is covered with grace, testimonies. Let God empower you with testimonies in Jesus' mighty name. Take it, place in Jesus' name.
World Mission International Worship Center is dedicated to healing broken hearts, giving hope, and saving souls through the love of God. Located in Lanham, Maryland, we are called to create a loving and caring community for all people, and we are committed to see you grow your faith in the Word of God and to see you happy and blessed in life. We are strategically positioned in Maryland at such a time like this to be available to provide counseling, guidance, and praying, and believing God for a fresh move of God as never seen before. Our heart's desire is to see all men come to the knowledge of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. If you've been searching for a place where real people who have experienced the love and power of Jesus Christ, World Mission International Worship Center may very well be the perfect fit. You're welcome too, where good things happen. We love you and are waiting for you in Jesus' name.